26 Southwest Map Road, Palm City. We can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
100-fold. Some people are satisfied with 30-fold. It's okay. Some 60, but there's a 100-fold company. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Maybe some of y'all ain't the 100-fold company. That's all right. Stay at 30. Stay at 60. Just keep your ticket to ride. So you're going. I got my ticket. Amen. Just keep that. But there's a remnant that's going to rise up. Amen. And they're rising up. Amen. And it's God that's raising them up because they have put in the time. Amen. Amen. They have given God something to work with. They have sacrificed their lives. Amen. It's God or bust. Y'all ain't hear me, see? I lost the 30-fold. let me get rid of the 60-fold too. So I just stay with the 100-fold here. It's his presence. It's sacrifice. I said something some time ago. And I heard one of our pastors mention it during the Pour the Oil conference, that Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered.
Amen.
We learn obedience through what we suffer.
Amen.
But I want you to catch this. Once you learn obedience, the suffering ends.
Amen.
So now somebody else can be looking from the outside thinking you're going through, but you ain't suffering.
Amen.
You've learned obedience. Your obedience trumps your suffering. You would much rather obey God and go through whatever.
Amen.
It don't matter. Because your obedience has trumped that. Hey, that's a fly on the wall.
Amen.
But people worry, oh, you know, no. To you, Paul learned the glory. But you learn obedience through what you suffer. But a lot of folk, they, like the Israelites, they never gained capacity. So when God spoke, they ran.
Amen.
Tell somebody right now, stop running.
Amen.
I'm going way ahead of myself here. But you know what? When Jesus sent the disciples away, first of all, they wanted to make him a king by force. They got caught up with the crowd.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's a big crowd, so this is the time. So they wanted to make Jesus a king by force. And Jesus told the disciples, get in the boat and go to the other side.
Amen.
And he sent the multitude away, and then he went up the mountain to pray. Now that Sea of Galilee is 12 miles long and 7 miles wide. It's nighttime now. Darkness has fallen. Jesus hadn't come. So they're in the middle. They've rode, some commentaries say they've rode about 3 miles, 4 miles out. So they're in about the middle of the, and a storm is brewed and blowing. And water's coming in the boat, everything, they're being tossed. And then Jesus sees them and starts walking on the water.
Amen.
To go to them. Hmm? And they see him coming and they start to scream and holler and, you know, they're fearful. They think it's a spirit. But Jesus says, fear not, it is I. I want to show you a principle here. He told them, fear not, but they were full of fear. Some people are on that boat, and they've been obedient to what God said do, but a storm has come. Let me tell you right now, it don't matter what kind of storm you're in. If Jesus said go to the other side, you're going to the other side. It don't matter. See, when Noah was told to build an ark and get into the ark, it wasn't the ark that saved him. It was covenant.
Amen.
If you do some research on how that ark was like a little cork when the fountains of the deep and all that broke up, they were fearful of their life in the ark. But it wasn't the ark God told him how to build it, but it was the covenant.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I'm covenant.
I'm covenant.
So see, you gain confidence and assurance, and you can become bold when you understand that you're covenant.
Amen.
What did David say when he went out against Goliath? He said, who is this uncircumcised? In other words, this guy ain't got no covenant.
Amen.
And y'all scared of him.
Amen.
I don't care how big he is.
Amen.
I don't care what he says.
Amen.
I don't care what his reputation is. He ain't got no covenant.
Amen.
And we got covenant. Somebody say, I'm covenant. Here's the catch. You got to understand what's going to happen, what's beginning to happen. We've entered into it already. What's beginning to happen? He walked out there and they were afraid. People get afraid in the storm. Jesus is trying to show himself in the storm.
Amen.
And they're scared of him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, let him in the boat.
Let him in the boat.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Folk don't want to let him in the boat. The boat's about to sink, but they don't want to let him in the boat. And y'all, they said, this is me.
Amen. Amen.
This is me out here.
Amen.
But what happens when they let him in the boat?
Amen.
Immediately. Ah, y'all didn't hear me.
Amen. Amen.
About to take my jacket off, Delta. Immediately.
Amen.
Somebody say immediately. What does immediately mean? They were 4 miles into the journey across. They had another good 3 miles to get across to Galilee. But as soon as Jesus got in their business, as soon as he stepped in the boat, they were immediately at the other side. I'm telling you something about the speed up. When you stop being scared to let God get into your stuff.
Amen.
I had a dream. I don't share pizza dreams. The nightmares, you know, you're getting chased, you fall off the hill. Ah! I share dreams that I believe God gave to me.
Amen.
They're very significant. I shared it yesterday morning. Who was here yesterday? The prayer group. How many wasn't here? Stand up. No, I'm just saying. Special things go on in prayer. They do. Thank God for those that do press in when they can. I had a dream. 3 things God showed me in the dream. Amazing. The first thing, I saw a car. I knew who was driving it. It's a little yellow car, like a little Nissan truck I used to have long ago. And it was driving very fast, but it picked up to a certain speed. It drove so fast, it disappeared.
Amen. Amen.
Are you hear me? I watched it driving, and it started picking up speed. It just disappeared. God said things are about to speed up.
Amen.
Tell somebody things are speeding up. Come on, what would take 10 years is going to take 10 months. Come on, I'm telling you, God is about to speed some stuff up. What would take a long time to heal ain't going to take a long time to heal. What would take a long time to gain is not going to take a long time to gain. Tell somebody again, God is speeding it up.
Amen.
See, the second thing I saw in this dream shifted. I was standing in line, long line of people, and this person came up to me and pulled me out of the line. And just started complimenting me, encouraging me, and telling them how blessed they were by this and that and the other. And I'm thinking, whoa, this is incredible. God said, I'm getting ready to favor. Anybody ready for favor? Well, I feel like dancing right now. Where the musicians at? Favor. Uncommon favor. There's a whole bunch of people that came and got me, Elder.
Amen.
Pulled me out.
Amen.
See, I didn't talk to you. I really, you know, you're just blessing because I want to bless you. Da, da, da. I'm thinking, wow, okay. Somebody say, uncommon favor.
Uncommon favor.
I love this last one. And then the dream sister again, it's like a cafeteria setting or something. Someone was, you know how you have these big pizza things, you go into these like ovens and you put it under the pizza and you pull it out. Well, someone was cooking and they were serving people. And they had one of these, it was much bigger than a pizza spatula or whatever. And they turned it to the table and set the food down on the table. And I tell you, the meals that they were feeding were stacked up. I said, who can eat all that? And then they do this for the next person. I mean, it was so much food, and God said, get ready for abundance. Yeah. You better believe me, give God a hand clap of praise right now. Get ready for more than enough. I said, who can eat all of that? And it was looking good, too. Get ready for everything to speed up. Get ready for God to favor you on common favor. And get ready for more than enough. But see, it's not according to your call, it's according to your closeness. If you ain't been praying, start praying now.
Amen.
It ain't too late.
Joshua,
Elijah had a deep relationship and abiding presence of God in operation in his life. He told King Ahab, it's before whom I stand. See, he had access to both realms. Listen to me, there's a people that are going to have access, heaven and earth,
amen,
at different times will seem like one and the same.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me? This last day's remnant people, heaven and earth, you'll have to, like Paul, I knew a man of above 14 years ago, whether in the body or not, I don't know.
Amen.
It was so real, I don't know whether I was in my body or was I just in the spirit.
Amen.
He heard things he couldn't utter, couldn't speak.
Amen.
Not that he was restricted, he couldn't speak it.
Amen. Amen.
I've had an experience like that.
Amen.
Where I heard angels, I saw the angels, I was there, and I heard them talking to one another. And I called myself going to remember something. I didn't know what they were saying. I knew it wasn't an earthly language. I knew it wasn't any language on earth. I knew it. When I woke up, I called myself trying to remember a verb or something. Nothing. So I kind of understand. Paul said, I heard things not lawful for me to utter. In other words, I can't repeat it. I don't have the capacity to say what they were saying. Amen. But there's coming a time. But let go with me to John chapter 3, verse 12. It's coming a time where heaven and earth are going to be at different times, one and the same.
Amen.
Was that a vision or a visitation?
Yes.
Did I see an angel or was that an actual angel that visited me? Did I hear something or was that the sound of heaven? John chapter 3, verse 12. Here's the key. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. God says, if I've told you, if I've required of you earthly things and you've counted it lightly, if you do, if you don't, you don't. How can I tell you of heavenly things?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day.
a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.